The next patient is Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A, last name Hogg, H-O-G-U-E. This is the clinical case of a 61-year-old white female. The patient was complaining of abdominal pain, epigastric pain, went to a hospital, was in the hospital for a couple of days. They didn't come out. They didn't come up with any solid results, but she continues with the system, with the symptoms, decided to go to Advent Health Hospital, and she was admitted, and they, in this, in the abdominal CT scan, they saw multiple nodularities that they consider important to biopsy. They did the biopsy on April the 7th. Among the lab tests that were important was the tacrolimus level that was done on April the 7th, was reporting 14. We know that this patient is a kidney transplant patient that is taking 1 milligram of prograf in the morning and 0.5 in the evening. The level that was obtained is high. We are going to make sure that we collect the sample 12 hours after the last dose that is going, and is going to be done on the 12th of April. And we will adjust the medications according to the results in that day. Number two, the a biopsy was done of one of the nodules that she had in the abdominal area, pending are the results. They are suspecting the possibility of lymphoma. The Florida Cancer Center, the specialist, is already aware of the situation. Number three, the patient has epigastric pain. She was given omeprazole. She's feeling somewhat better. She has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, weakness, tiredness, and weight loss that could be part of what is going on with the nodularities in the abdominal cavity. We are going to wait for the result. Following number, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is under control. Today is 92 over 50, over 55. The patient is asymptomatic. She has lost 10 pounds of body weight because she doesn't have any appetite. We are going to monitor the blood pressure and make the adjustments in the blood pressure medication according to the results of the blood pressure. The patient has an established appointment for May of 2023, and we are going to keep that appointment. By that time, we have the result of the biopsy and the possibility of treatment. If the chemotherapy is going to be given, as well as radiation therapy, with the results, with the normal kidney function that she has, we don't see any contraindications, period. The patient was seen in the hospital right after the discharge as per recommendation of the hospitalist. She was included in the schedule. We spent 15 minutes reviewing the referral, talking to the patient 15 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.